Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic. Formerly known as Spades. Yeah, man, this guy was asleep yesterday, man. I had to do an entire show by myself, so I figured I'd give him a hard time today. That was actually difficult. but it's okay. You know, we have our days where it is. You know, we gotta crash and, you know, get our beauty rest. So that's why I call him the bum formerly known as Spades, because he just kind of slept in all day yesterday. He said he had a migraine. So everybody send the prayers up to Spades.
Please, I need him. I really do need him. Fuck you, L.
What's going on with you, man?
Shit, man. Chilling, bro. Chilling, just trying to maintain, man.
I hear you, man. Fucking maintaining is like, that's a duty for yourself.
All by yourself. You know? Whole nother category.
Yeah, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio today. It's a special day. We wanted to dedicate this episode to the former, and still, in my mind, current, host, of Surge Radio, Mr. Jarrell Williams, a.k.a. J-Real, you know. So before we dive into the show, there's going to be spots throughout the entire show that, you know, we, you know, speak on Jarrell. But I want to, you know, ask you, Space, what is a good memory of, you know, J-Real that you have, man?
Good memory of J-Real? Oh, yeah, well, shit, I told you about this one time. I was living on Puritan at the time, and this is right when he got me into doing the radio show with you guys. He called me and was like, Black Spades. I said, what's up, Jay? He said, what you doing? I said, shit, sitting on the damn porch about to go play ball. He said, no, you're not. Get dressed. I'm coming to pick you up. I said, all right. Wait about 10 minutes. I hear a horn outside. So I go outside. Jay real like, you ready? I'm like, yeah, but I ain't got no cash. He said, did I ask you that? I said, no. He said, just get your black ass in the car. I said, all right. Get in the car, go to the strip club. I think it was it was 108 Mile. I just can't remember. I think neither here nor King of Diamonds. Went to King of Diamonds. Man, I had the best pork chop in there, bro. And we just sat there and talked, bro, like cracking jokes on the strippers that had bullet wounds and shit. We just chilling, bro. That's one of the best memories I had. Cause it was like he stepped up as a big brother and didn't have to because he's not blood. But that's one of the best memories I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah, man. Now, I've known J-Real since college. You know, it seemed like it's, you know, such a long time ago, man. But we, man. We've been through a lot of stuff together. I can remember when I used to race this guy. You know, he had this pickup truck. I want to say it was an old F-150, big-ass dent on the side. And, you know, I used to race this guy. And I had a, you know, a little mini souped-up Toyota Corolla. So one time he was actually beating me in a race, coming straight up 10 Mile, you know, headed back to the college because we went to Lawrence Tech University. So we was racing up, you know, 10 mile, and he was beating me, man. You know, I couldn't get around these cars, so I said, fuck it. So I just hopped in the median. I sped down the median, sped past him. He jumped behind me. As soon as he pulled over, he's like, man, you cheated, man. He's like, man, that's fucking crazy. You hopped in the median. I said, look, man, I hate losing. I told him, I said, hey, Lucy, he's like, yeah, man, you got me. You got me this time. He's like, yeah, I owe you. So, oh, man. But, you know, Jarrell, you know, J-Real was really, really a good guy, man. You know, he did a lot for everybody around him. You know, he gave so much of himself to the people that, you know, he called his friends. And that was one thing about him, you know. When it came to friendship, he took it serious, you know. And, you know, he was really, really passionate about his relationship with his friends, you know. And he loved his family, too, man. He loved his mom. He loved his sister. Spoke about him highly. He loved his stepdad, you know. And it was just, he was such a family-oriented guy. It was easy to have him around. It's like, for me, when I was, you know, on tour and, you know, when I, you know, did shows and stuff throughout the country. I mean, that guy, he's always there, always there. You know, we went to Ohio, man. You know, we took one of the former artists, you know, at that time, his name was SB the Pilot. We took him to Ohio with us, you know, Cleveland. And, I mean, we got so much love there, you know, Cleveland. I still say to this day, you know, it surprised me, you know, somebody coming from Detroit, go to Cleveland, you know, given our history, you know, like between Cleveland and Detroit, man, we got so much love there, man. And, you know, Jarrell was there, you know, and that was, I want to say it was a little bit after he got out of the hospital, you know, he found out, you know, how sick he was. Well, he still wanted to go on that tour, man. You know, he still wanted to be there with us. And we actually did a live episode of Surge Radio from the hotel room. And it was so while they was getting ready for the show, and you know, I was getting ready for the show, but I was still hosting like the radio show and everything, man. So it was fun, man. We got our drinks, you know, drove around, and you know, it was fun. You know, I have more than a you know, half a lifetime of memories with the guy, man. You know he was around for a lot of the ups and downs of my life, you know, the birth of my daughter, you know, the ups and downs of, you know, Surge A Records as a whole, you know, but, yeah, we'll get into some more of that stuff in a little bit, but I want to start talking about some of these topics. A topic that I know for sure that J-Real would definitely appreciate is he was so anti-bitch-assness. And, you know, I want to say that's going to be our main topic but of the day. But let's hop into everything that's – let's talk about basketball, Space. Let's do that.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've been keeping up with the March Madness, but it's a lot of upsets, man. A lot of upsets.
Middle Tennessee beat Michigan State. Michigan lost. Damn, man, it's a lot of upsets going around. I know people brackets is fucked up right now.
I mean, everybody's. I mean, if you still maintain a bracket right now, look, man, you're godlike because you've foreseen into the future, and you know, I wasn't prepared for that. Now, me, I was riding, you know, Kentucky all the way to the end, you know, but. It's so many upsets, man. It's crazy, man. I didn't foresee, them getting put out so early because, you know, you got number four, you know, Kentucky. You got number five, Indiana, and Indiana beat them. So it's hard to say who's going to win now, man. So who do you think is going to win it all?
I don't know, bro. It's just going to be one of them things that you're just going to have to just watch and see. It's, you can't really make predictions like that no more because everybody has a high-quality team now. You know, even the ones that people don't expect that are high quality, which is putting these high quality teams out, you just got to wait and watch. Like, Florida is beating Ohio State right now 12-2 in the first half. So you never know what's going to happen.
You know what? At the end of the day, fuck Ohio State. I could care less. I hope they lose. Yeah. You know, let's just be honest. So Now, look, don't get me wrong. I know I just said that I like everybody from Cleveland and everything. They show the most love. But when it comes to these goddamn Buckeyes, you know, I'm blue all day. Fuck Ohio State. Okay?
That's right.
Mean that wholeheartedly. I'm pretty sure they mean it. They'll say it about me too. So, I don't know, man. You know, seeing that Kentucky is gone now, man. If Villanova don't pull it off, I would have to ride with Duke, man. I would have to ride with Duke. You know, but it's hard to say, man, because you know Duke plays tomorrow, I believe. Duke is still in it, right?
Yeah. Denver versus Boston University tomorrow, too. So you still got Boston in there, too, which is kind of, you know, it's like, holy shit. Like, really? Some teams that you really wouldn't be expecting to be in this is in there. It's crazy.
But, you know, I don't know, man. You know, it's just basketball, you know, that's sports. You know, you can't predict, you can't gauge anything. You don't know what's going to happen. So, how about these Pistons, man? How you feel about the Pistons, man, as a team? Or as a matter of fact, let's not be so, general. The NBA is getting ready to come to a close within the next few weeks, heading into the playoffs. Who do you think is going to be in the playoffs on each side?
Well, you know, you got Cleveland, Miami is fourth seed right now. You got Indiana. My favorite team is the Miami Heat because of Wade. So, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs, of course. I don't think they're going to make it past the second round. But I think the Pistons also is going to make it into the playoffs because they playing some good-ass basketball. Personnel-wise, coaching-wise, like, they've made a hell of a lot of changes. It's still going to take some time, you know, to get everything how they really want it. But I think right now they're going in the right direction, man. They could do some damage in the playoffs if they really, really stick to it. Then you got Golden State, Spurs, you know, Atlanta. They still got a nice little number up there. So it's going to be tough.
Yeah, you know, and here's my thing, like, you know, with the Pistons, it's like, I believe the Pistons can definitely, you know, play spoiler. You know, so if they happen to get Cleveland or get whoever is ranked number two, you know, if they happen to bounce up from 8 to 7, you know, they're going to play spoiler for somebody. They're going to make somebody's series really, really hard. Whoever happens to make it out of a series with these Pistons right here, because they're hustlers, man. They get out there, and I'm not saying that because, you know, it's a Detroit team. I'm saying it because it's a fact. So whoever they play in the first round, they're going to make it really, really hard for that team to make it out of the round because they're going to exhaust the hell out that team, whoever they play. So it'll be good to see, you know, see how that turns out. But, I it's been a while since we've seen playoffs, you know, at least playoffs that we could be happy about. We still got to make it, you know. Still a lot more time left in the season. So we'll see what happens from here. All right, sir. Do you have another subject you want to touch on today before we hop into our main topic?
Bitch ass. Oh, wait, no. I thought that was the main topic. I'll wait there. Oh, wait.
Before we hop into bitch ass.
Oh, wait, man.
Yeah, you want to wait on that one?
Yeah, I'm going to wait on that one. Wait on that one.
All right. Now, yesterday I had a rant about the Dash Award winner. I didn't really have a clear Dash Award winner yesterday, But, you know, I gave it to, you know, Governor Rick Snyder. And I was telling people, I said, hey, man, this guy can get the Dash Award every single time because how much of an idiot he is. I'm not sure if you watched the congressional hearings.
I did.
You know, or you did. Okay. So what is your thoughts on that?
I think that he don't deserve to be in there. It was just like they said, you cannot be trusted. If you knew, even if it looked at, you know, not up to par in the emails, like, okay, it could be saved or whatever the case may be. If you knew it was a chance of kids and your people that's in your state being sick or being killed over this water shit, then you should have did something right then and there. You should have made it your business. Well, I need to protect my people and my state. I don't need nobody dying. This is about the people. You know what I'm saying? If he would have went that route and been all about us, or in Flint where that shit was going on at, like, I think the outcome would have been different. But trying to hide shit, like normal government people do, you know, and shit comes to light, like they always say, it came out like it did. So I wouldn't trust this nigga with a bag of Skittles, you know. And unfortunately, Flint is paying a detrimental price for that, for his fuck-ups. So, like they said, he can't be trusted, and he needs to immediately be put out of his seat, point blank, period. We need to get somebody in here that is for the people, that understands the people, and that understands the neighborhoods and what's going on in the surrounding areas. Because without a person in office who knows the struggle and knows what it's like to live from the bottom and then try to get out a damn bucket of crabs, you know, we need somebody that's close to the people. That's my opinion on it. Get that nigga up out of here.
Yeah, that is definitely true. You know, I believe that, you know, and I said this yesterday, that his time to fix things is done. You know, and there's nothing else he could do about the situation because it is so far gone. It's so bad that it's too late. So the best thing for him to do is resign. Nobody is buying his fake ass apologies. I mean, it's bad when someone in Congress tells you, like, look, stop with the bullshit apologies. We know you didn't care. This was number 36 on your priorities. So you had this shit. He had a list. These emails is exposing this man. You had a list of what was priority, and Flint was in the 30s on your to-do list. This guy's a fucking piece of shit, man. You know, and to me, at the end of the day, you know, if he's allowed to keep his job, you know, that's a joke all in itself. He should be forced to resign. This guy is so honorary, he won't even step down on his own. He should be forced to resign. But for some reason, he feels like he has a choice. So that means that as a country, you know, we're not doing our jobs trying to get this guy out. So, I don't know, man. You know, but before I dive back into that, I'm going to, you know, spin this track, Beautiful Lies, Ugly Truths by your man Lyricist, and then we're going to get back into these topics.
You going to tell me the reason? Let me tell you the reason, motherfucker. The reason is your ass ain't worth the shit no more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man?
You learn to keep your circle small. The slightest miscalculation equates to downfalls. No smoke, that's liquor when I spit bars. Fresh gear, tune ups, the engine never stalls. A mile of the day and James track is a cost. Studying great, supplying what I learned to the sport. Of course, it gets hairy
shortcuts, just ride a wave. Vibe out and pray for better days. The struggle was real, so you better stay in your prayers. I swear, how we living in a system that don't want us here. But it's quite clear they forgot how we got here. We never asked for the folks to change. Segregation, oppression, the pain with every game. It's all a game. The anguish and the sameness. Control controversy when it comes to my history. Where's the beauty in this land that's free? Every time I look up, they abandon me.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. You are now joining us for the dedication episode to my man, Jay Real, a.k.a. Jarrell Williams. You know, he passed away a few years ago, and, you know, he's definitely a very, very important piece to this show. He's the reason why, one of the major reasons why this show exists. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in today. We're going to hop into the main topic. I was going to, you know, do my Dash Award. I don't know. Should I still do it, Space?
You should still do it. Get the people what they want.
All right. All right. So I did a Dash Award yesterday. I'm going to do another one today. So this Dash Award goes to a old decrepit piece of shit. His name is Gene Simmons. I'm pretty sure you guys know who Gene Simmons is. From Kiss, mm-hmm. He's the lead guitarist and, you know, singer for Kiss. So he makes a statement about, you know, hip-hop is going to die off soon and he'll be happy to see it die off. I just summed up his quote. He wants to see the death of hip-hop just so a new type of music to come around and, you know, change the direction of the industry. Now, we do need something to change the direction of the industry, but if this is not the supreme form of bitch-assness I've ever seen, it is definitely in the top five, you know, of level of bitch-assness. So, Gene Simmons, look, I get that you're upset that Kiss is irrelevant in the 2000s. But I want you to understand that things change. Music change. It's called change for a reason. Not everybody's going to listen to Kiss every day. I mean, I know you're still doing tours, you know, at the you know, doing your geriatric tours and your assisted living tours and shit because no one really cares about Kiss anymore. But we've sold hundreds of millions of albums worldwide. Now, I know it sucked because you may be sitting behind people like Eminem, who sold 155 million albums worldwide. Because what you describe as just talking on track and not having any melodies, you know, they had to do something right to have millions of people buy these albums. So guess what, Gene Simmons? Don't be a douche. And I want you to understand that you are this week's Dash Award winner because you are a true dumbass. So let's transition from that into our topic of the day, bitch-assness. Fire off, Space.
Now, in the last couple months, you know, I've been getting some good bodies, you know, some real good bodies. And for some reason, as my big bro Jay Real would say, bitch assness just keeps coming around. It's like it's an epidemic, you know. It's a disease that decrepit ass niggas just can't stay away from. So, here's a shot for you. I would rather have my own place, which I do. I'd rather have one woman, which I do. I'm married, happily married. Don't have a vehicle, but that's cool. but I have my own place. I pay my own bills. I'm not living with mommy. I'm not depending on mommy. I don't have to ask for motherfucking permission to have female company. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to motherfuckers talking shit and that reckless shit, like, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me because I know I'm on my A game. I pay $2 to catch the bus. The little $15 the individual puts in his car only lasts 2 days. You know, it comes priority. Own house or vehicle. Ask permission or your own house. Bitch assness, bro. I can't stand it for the life of me. And I'm a good guy. I don't try to bring drama. I usually try to de-escalate it. But when you bring it to me, I'm going to bring it right back to you. Don't sub-tweet me, sub-snap me, sub-Facebook me. None of that shit. I don't give a flying monkey nuts about that shit. Come directly to me and say what you got to say. Now, if you can't handle the shots, then tuck your nuts and run then. Other than that, you need to step the shit up. And that's pretty much all I have to say on bitch assness.
That's fair. That is fair. There's levels of bitch assness that, you know, bothers most people. Bitch assness in general should bother people. But one thing that Jarrell used to always say is that he's like, oh, man, I cannot stand bitch assness that people exude in certain situations. Just be a man. That he was notorious for saying, just be a man. Just be a man. You know, I don't want to take, like, Jarrell's memory and, like, make it such a negative thing and make him out to be a negative guy, but this was a topic that we talked about frequently. We hated to see men act like bitches, you know? And look, ladies, I don't mean as in you guys. I mean as in a weaker form of a man is a bitch, okay? Okay, as me and Jarrell used to always joke, we would, you know, pretty much refer to certain men as, you know, a form of vagina.
I remember that.
You know, we go back and forth with the jokes and everything. We sometimes roast each other and do it, but bitch assness on many levels is not acceptable. No one cares about the shit that you do. Just look, just keep it on the straight and narrow. I know it's hard for people to be real. I just cut somebody off for extreme bitch assness, okay? And, you know, it led to, you know, back and forth shit on these social networks, which that was a huge form of bitch assness. I'm not going to dive into that because guess what? It may restart the entire thing. But I can only be real because this is what Surge Radio is about. This is what J Real wanted Surge Radio about. This is what Lyricist wants Surge Radio to be about. This is what Spades wants Surge Radio to be about. This is real topics every single time we get behind these mics. You know, we're not here to, you know, just coddle people and just add to the pool of bitch assness. You know, no one wants to be around bitch assness. It is a very, very stressful thing to be around people that are just constantly living below the means of a normal person. So do me a favor before I close this show out. I want y'all to practice fighting bitch assness. You know, some of these motherfuckers know how to hide bitch assness well. Seek them out.
A lot of them.
Most of the time, they tell it themselves. Because it comes in many shapes and forms. Jealousy, envy, hate, whatever. Bitch assness is everywhere. So, Space, is there anything you want to say, Sherry, before we get out of here? And then I'm going to get to my final
Stop
rant.
Stop acting like bitches, niggas. Niggas supposed to be grown. All right,
yeah, that's true.
Step up, man. Just step up. Like, what's the point of doing something with college or anything other than that if you're not going to do nothing? Just step up.
Exactly. All right. Is there anything you want to say, especially J-Rail?
Man, shout out to J-Rail. I miss you so much, bro. Part of the reason, only reason I even was interested in this radio show and, you know, you saw something that I didn't even see and you kicked that to L. And I thank you for that. And I miss you, big bro.
All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to this special episode, man. You know, I wish that Jarrell could be here to see where the show is going. I'm going to bust my ass to make sure that we're able to grow this show and make sure it becomes bigger than what we ever anticipated. You know, it's going to take a lot of teamwork between Spades and myself to make it happen. But, you know, it started with me and Jarrell. We, you know, we had a vision for the show. And the vision is still alive. We're still able to take it to a whole other plateau. And, you know, I want to thank him for believing in the entire movement, you know, of Sir J Records. Because he just didn't just back lyricists. He backed everything that was Sir J Records. You know, the whole radio show idea was his idea. You know, it was a different pace. It was a change of pace for me. Because I've been lyricist for so long. I've been performing at sold out arenas and concerts and stuff for the longest. Me taking this approach to radio was a different approach for me. And I've grown to love it. I've grown to appreciate it. And if it wasn't for J Real or Jarrell, you know, Surge Radio wouldn't be here. We started out as Surge J Media Cast, and we grew into Surge Radio, and I love the results of that. And, you know, I still believe in it. Spades believes in it. I thank Jarrell for his contributions to Surge J Records and Surge Radio. And, you know, I want him to know that his family miss him. I miss him. His friends miss him. But we all understand. You know, we all understand that there was a greater calling for you. And, you know, we're going to still keep working hard to make Surge Radio big. Hopefully we're able to make it so big that we're not able to sleep. So, you know, I appreciate you, bro. You know, you like family to me. You will always be family to me. And, you know, you're one of the guys in this world that I will never be ashamed to tell that I love. And I do love you, my brother. We're going to get out of here, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. Rest in peace to J Real. We love you, man.
Powerful positions, profits earned with precision with knuckle indentions. Pay attention, classes in session, they say the sky's the limit. But the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, dividing division, divine intervention. Can't stop the beast on this mission, declining your wishes, defying the misses, defining conditions, the finest of wishes, the blindest of vision. One with ambition, tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputation of wisdom, I bless your ears while you listen. Ingest your fears and bloody your fists, never get it twisted, all about the peace, but just so you know, I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they no burger spill. The bourbon's filled, you'll burn for real. Not curve appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields. Who shot twice with a chest to steal? The chest was shield. Thought twice, I keep one concealed. A conscious thrill, my own path I'll fulfill. My own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars and one house. Guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shout, get knocked out. Two belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight bout. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, rights earned, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat, my mouth a lighter. A lover and a fighter, a quick blur, showcase me, a small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poem broke down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only cause they praying on the predator. An adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give you soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Worth is 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster. No cussing, you see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that.